This recording, Puerto Rico 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That felt stressed. He ate a bowl of raw partridge, checked herself in the mirror and watch her face in herring. Then she got a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman in a gown waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah the official letter of the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally you would only regard to see if a dog or a gout. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around. The office was like a lunatic, which made an unsatisfactory mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Coma, which Sarah thought was an old choice of name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to stop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either her efforts were not fur-like. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold into Kama and give her a refreshing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet a diagnosis. Okay. Almost immediately, she recommended an effective treatment and required her to measure out a lot of medicine. And Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be compassive, either 5 or 6 times. She's something of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much that, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought was a fair price for a cure. In this country, I love this country too, because this is country here is part of me too. You know, this is why I grown up. I learned a lot. You know what I mean? I brought up my family, my children, my life, my work, and stuff like that. And actually, I'm happy with both. You know what I mean? I love Puerto Rico, but I love the United States. I lived in the Bronx, a very rough place, the South Bronx. Most of my younger years were very rough in the 60s and 70s were very rough, very, very rough, you know. But I thank God I was able to, you know, work it out.